Hey friend, are you looking for episodes that dive deep into your Enneagram type? Or are you searching for faith-based insights that transform your life? With over 300 episodes on the Simply Wholehearted podcast, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But don't worry, friend, I've got you covered. Introducing the curated, personalized podcast playlist that is just for you based on your Enneagram type. So get your copy to help you continue your path of self-discovery and spiritual growth. You can get it at simplywholehearted.com or just click the link in the show notes to get your personalized playlist. And let's continue on this transformative journey together. Hey friend, I am so excited to share with you one of my favorite mini-series, which I enjoy revisiting every Advent. And this year, I've invited 9 previous podcast guests to share what lights them up most with joy when it comes to all things Christmas. And this year, I decided to really cut out the fluff. So each of my friends recorded their reflections independently to share with you. And so that way, I wouldn't rudely interrupt them. I'm going to be sharing things like what their type adds to the celebration table, their favorite ornament or decoration, the gift on their list that most reflects growth for their personality, and something they've done this year that reflects their Enneagram type. Now, if you find yourself connecting with one of these friends and wanting to hear more from them, I'm going to link the podcast episode that they were previously on, plus any resources that I thought that you would appreciate having access to. The first part of this series is going to kick off with the Enneagram Heart Triad, the types 2, 3, and 4. I know you guys always get stuck in the middle or near the end, so I'm starting with you. Enneagram 2, Kristen Ribble, has been a longtime friend of this podcast. She is a fellow author, speaker, and mom, and she even has a beautiful Advent resource I've shared a few times with you. April, Nicole, and I have been peer mentorship friends who cheer one another on in our circles of impact. Plus, I love learning from her Enneagram 3 superpowers. She was on the podcast to share her wisdom about being intentional with tracking and writing down God's goodness. I think you'll also love what she's going to share today. Sonia Scott is representing the Enneagram 4s, and if her name sounds familiar, you might remember that she was last spring's Enneagram series guest for the Type 6. Yep, I know she shared about her wholehearted journey just about the same time she was doing some more coaching work that helped her identify that she actually leads as a Type 4. Yep, it happens. We will likely have her back on the podcast about her journey so you can learn a little bit more about that. But for now, I'm so delighted for you to get to know Sonia a little bit better. Then after Sonia, we're going to hear from a couple of friends within the Enneagram Head Triad. And those types are 5, 6, and 7. But the 7's going to be sharing next week on that second part of the episode. Our Enneagram 5 friend is Sherry Gregg, who authored one of my favorite Advent resources, which I actually do read every year. She has also authored several other books, and you're bound to hear more from her in 2024. And the last guest for today is Enneagram 6, Simi John. She is one of those Instagram friends that I've genuinely loved getting to know, and we've been able to connect thanks to the interwebs. She is a true delight, and I would love to have you check out her new podcast, which, along with everything else I've mentioned today, is all linked in the show notes. Jingle bells, plates of cookies, turkey trots, and Christmas wishes. Yes, it's that time of year again. Can you believe it? Hey, I'm Amy Wicks, a wife, mom, author, certified coach, and host of this Simply Wholehearted podcast. Welcome to the 7th annual Advent series, where you'll hear about the practical rhythms for cultivating gratitude and celebration this holiday season. Let's usher in this time of year with a tone of excitement because Christ's birth is something that has changed everything for you and for me. I can't wait to share the powerful conversations with you about new Christmas musicals, finding peace in the chaos, sharing favorite holiday traditions, and even how to have healthier expectations this holiday season. I pray this wholehearted take on the Advent season blesses you richly, sweet friend. Merry Christmas!
My name is Crystal Ribble, and I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I am a type 2 on the Enneagram, and what does this mean for someone like me when it comes to Advent celebration? Well, as a type 2, I really want to make sure that everyone is taken care of. So oftentimes, when we're looking at our Christmas celebrations, I am looking for something to make sure that every single person in my family is getting exactly what they want, that their experience is exactly what they want it to be. Seldom am I really thinking about myself in that, and that's just kind of my crutch. That's kind of always the problem that I have. The most type 2 thing that I would have done this year, and honestly, it's so difficult to say what would be the most type 2 thing that I have done all year, because I feel like every single day is just fraught with different type 2 personality things with me, because I think about everyone else before I think about myself. But honestly, if I was to think about something that's happened recently, we had to move our 2 small children from a preschool that we love. It's been a part of our family for so many years. And I felt so guilty about doing this. I really loved the people that were there. And so I really wanted to make sure that they felt appreciated. And so I had to make sure that I had gifts for all of these teachers to make sure that they knew how we felt. And it wasn't even a holiday, and it wasn't anything special other than we were leaving. And I just didn't want them to feel bad about this decision that I had made. So it was probably the most type 2 thing I've done here recently. My favorite ornament or decoration that I have in my home are these ornaments that I have made that have every year on them. So I started with the year that my husband and I got married, and that ornament has a picture from our wedding day. And then I've been able to do that for every other year of our life, and whatever memory that I have that is so definitive of that year, I will put on that ornament. And I love pulling those ornaments out. I love seeing all the memories of my family, all of the different things that we've done each of those years. Every year that we had a baby, our oldest son is adopted, so the year that we adopted him, every year that we had children come into our life, we have an ornament with a picture of that. And it's just so special to me to pull those out every single year and relive those memories. The gift that's on my list that most reflects the growth of my personality, honestly, is anything that I ask for myself. That's specifically something that is just for me and not for someone else. Because I would love to tell you that my whole list is that, and it's not. I have things on my list that would make our life better at home, which is about everybody, and it's not about me. So the things that would show the most growth for me are things that I ask for that are specifically just for me. And at the moment, the only thing I can think about that I have on my list are 2 books in particular that I want to read. And that's just for me. It's not for anybody else. So that's probably the thing that reflects the most growth in my personality. The system that I put in place that helps me most with the holidays is starting early. I really start all of the gift buying and preparations for what the holidays are going to look like in our family, probably in October every year. One of the reasons for this is that we have 4 boys and I'm pregnant with our 5th boy. So we just have so many kids to account for, and I just want to make sure that everything is in a row. We have family that lives far from us, so we usually have to plan to travel. So for me, the system or hack that I have is just planning early. So I usually start pretty early in the fall.
Hey there, I am April Nicole Scipio, and I'm so excited to hang out with you for a few minutes today. I live in Russellville, Kentucky, and we're going to talk about Christmas today. I actually love Christmas. It is one of my favorite times of year. And I will say my favorite thing about Christmas, honestly, is my Christmas tree. When I think about my Christmas tree, I love the fact that I get to display all the ornaments that my kids have made me over the years. Now, let me take a step back. My family, they are not like this. My family, they want the tree to be put together so nicely. They want it to look like it could be in a magazine. And I'm like, that's great. But I love seeing all the things that my kids made me over the years, because for me, it shows their growth and it shows their journey. So, okay, if you haven't already guessed it, or maybe you already know this about me, but as a type three, I am all about celebrating growth. I'm all about celebrating successes. And when I look on my tree and I see my little son's little handprint for an ornament, and then I see something that he created me now that he's a teenager, it really brings me joy. I'm like, look at my kids. They're so awesome. They're so great. And so I love Christmas because it really is a time that I get to reflect. I think one thing that I do much better now in my personality type is to reflect and celebrate. I'm very goal-oriented, very driven, and I'm all about, what are we accomplishing? What's the next thing? Okay, I checked that off the list, pat myself on the back, let's celebrate, and now let's move on, because there's bigger, there's always better. And I think Christmas has really made me pause and just think about the journey of what our family has gone through over the last however many years. My oldest kid is 16, almost 17 now. It's hard to believe, but Christmas is a great time for me not to just want to do all the things, but to just pause and get excited and celebrate what we already have done. And so I think when I am going to the table, right, the celebration table at Christmas, I'm bringing conversation. I'm bringing conversation so we can celebrate our journey, so we can celebrate our wins, so we can celebrate our successes. And, you know, as a type three, I'm going to throw in there some advice on how you could level up. But for the most part, it's really great conversation just to see, man, look how far we've come. I definitely have flowers at this table because flowers represent growth in so many ways. I feel like flowers represent me in so many ways because, you know, you start off as this seed with this aspiration of blooming into something great, and you want to bloom right away, but you have to go through this process, and the process isn't always pretty, right? It takes a lot of effort to push yourself up through the dirt. And you have to be okay with starting small, and you have to be okay with being pruned, and you have to be okay with maybe a season of dehydration and your soil feels really dry, and you're so thankful for that water that comes along, those encouraging words, that support to really help you continue to grow. And then eventually what happens? You bloom, and it's amazing. And everyone admires the bloom of the flower, and they forgot the journey of the seed. And I think for me, when I look at flowers at my celebration table, it's like, man, April Nicole Scipio, way to go, girl. Like, look at your journey. Look at your kids' journey. Look at your family journey. Like, let's celebrate how you are crushing it. But man, what it took for you to crush it, there's something to be said about that. And so I love conversation. I love flowers at my table. And I love homemade baked ziti. Not just any homemade baked ziti, my signature homemade baked ziti, because it's just so good. Like, there's no other reason other than it's just so good. So those are the things at my table. You've got a glimpse into, you know, why I love Christmas. I love trees. I love decorating. But I would love to share just a little bit of my heart around Christmas. So if I think about something that I've done this year that truly represents me being a type three, I would have to say it was starting a second business. Okay. When I say started a second business, I say when I, like, it was just started. I'll just say this, and you can probably tell by the way I'm fumbling with my words right now, because this is how I describe it. I jumped off a building and I grew my wings on the way down. so type three of me, right? Because I'm going to be successful at anything I do. So who, you know, who's to say I can't do this, right? So in addition to being a coach and a mentor for Christian women, I started a digital media production agency with a great friend of mine. And we have been having the time of our lives. It has been quite the journey. There was a huge learning curve on my part, especially the technical aspects of production and things like that. But listen, we are crushing it. Can I just say, and can I just say, I didn't expect anything less. So yeah, that's definitely the most type three thing I've done this year. But it shows my heart by the fact that I desire to use all of my gifts that I feel like God has given me. Like, I'm just going to use them. I'm just going to use them to serve people. That's just my heart. And so Christmas time gives me this opportunity to get excited about and celebrate my journey in the sense of not only how did my journey serve me, but how my journey served other people. And that fuels my fire. It fuels my fire. I want to end with this really quickly. Well, actually, I want to end with this, and then I do have something encouraging I want to share with you. When I was thinking about, you know, all the things of Christmas and me starting a second business, you know, what system has helped me with this, especially around the holiday time? And I really want to share this because let me just say, this is a great picture of the growth that I've experienced, because the old April Nicole Scipio would have said, my system is to just move out the way and let me do it because it has to be done right. And I know I'm going to do it right and it's going to be awesome. But the new and improved April Nicole Scipio 2.0 version, and honestly, I think starting the second business has helped this 2.0 version of myself evolve. But my current new 2.0 system is letting my people help, like around the house, letting my husband and my kids help. When I started my second business, I had to have my business partner help me with a lot of things because I frankly didn't know them. When I think about my first business, my coaching and consulting and mentoring that I do for women, I now have two people on my team that help me behind the scenes, and it's great. And so I would say the system, the hack, the rhythm, however you want to word it, what helps me the most is knowing I don't have to do everything. I don't have to do everything. Doesn't mean I can't do everything. Doesn't mean I don't know how to do everything, but it doesn't mean that I have to do everything. And it's been such a joy letting people help me, building my team out, building relationships, and really going further faster with the right people around me. I'll say these two things. Number one, stop and celebrate yourself. I can't stress that enough. It's so important. It's so important. And secondly, let people in. I know sometimes it's hard, especially when people have let us down, especially when we have an idea, an expectation in our own minds that we want to see carried out. It could be hard, but let people in. Have an amazing, amazing Christmas. Be blessed, and we'll talk soon.
Hi, my name is Sonia Scott, and I live in Thousand Oaks, California. To say that the Christmas season is my favorite time of year would be a massive understatement. For me, it all began when I was a child. This time of year was filled with magic and eager anticipation of what Santa may bring. Our family had many traditions that included cutting our own tree, putting up lights, listening to Christmas music, and baking so many cookies, we would enjoy them well into January. To this day, I'm still the person who you just may catch listening to all of those traditional Christmas tunes in the middle of July. Yes, Christmas in July is a real thing. I'm talking Frosty the Snowman, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and of course, that Mariah Carey song that we've all come to love. When I reflect on my childhood, Christmas really was the most wonderful time of the year. I was always very aware of how most people seem to have just a little more sparkle in their smile and skipping their step during the holiday season. People were more kind and slowed down a bit more to connect with even the smallest of strangers around them. As a type 4, when I think of the holiday table, I tend to think of the experience that is created within my home. The baking, the foods, the time spent making gifts and creating new decorations. Each year, I desire to create something new that brings our home just one step closer to looking like the homes in all of those whimsical Hallmark Christmas movies. You know the ones. Boy meets girl, girl falls in love with boy, all set in some beautiful, picturesque mountain town. The only thing I can't seem to duplicate is the snow on the ground outside. That has been quite the challenge here in Southern California. Over the years, I've moved into expressing my inner creative spirit within my home, specifically through wreath making. I love to have them hanging on my doors year round, but at Christmas, it is a must. The perfect complete circle, representing eternity and in the hope that inspires. It is almost palpable during the holiday season, and I love being a part of creating that experience within my home and carrying it with me day to day. This will actually be the first holiday season that I'm entering with full knowledge of my 4 Enneatype. I have spent the last year shedding so many things from my past, learning to lay down my false self, and see my past from the present, not living from it as a right now truth. As a 4, the past is where I look to make sense of the present. However, I'm learning the trick is to look at the past and not continue to embody it. Love from the space of my growth. Learn what I need to from the past as to not repeat it, but trust the work of the Holy Spirit in my life. This is a daily act of intentionality that calls me to the feet of Jesus with a full heart of surrender. That is the gift of this season, the thing I require of myself and can truly only give to myself. The gift of inner work, to set aside the shame that would keep me from focusing on myself. To enjoy the fruit of this deep work and the benefit not just to myself, but those closest to me. In that same light, the practice of releasing and asking for help and creating the magic of Christmas has also been a work in progress. About 3 years ago, my husband and I decided that instead of me climbing on the ladder to put up outdoor lights, as that was something my heart desired, and that was just not part of something he could help me with due to his work schedule, we would hire someone to help us with that part of the decorating. That for now is a small piece that I happily relinquish as it turns out so beautiful and has definitely caused less stress for me and my neighbors as they watch me on the ladder for several years. You see, this is part of the celebration that I just couldn't give up. I had spent my entire childhood into my adult years watching my dad put up thousands of lights each year. He would meticulously hang each one and then take them down just a month later. As a matter of fact, he is still doing this as he approaches 70. The beauty in each little twinkling light shares a joy and hope in the light of the world. So as you can see, this holiday season has carved out a special place in my memory, and each year I strive to recreate those same feelings and experiences for my own family through old traditions and many new traditions.
Hi, my name is Sherry Gregg, and I live in Franklin, Tennessee. So the first question is, what does my Enneagram type, which is a 5, add to the celebration table? I love this question because the answer is, I am going to give you the deeper meaning about whatever tradition is going on. I am a researcher. I think deeply about things, and that is absolutely in line with being an Enneagram 5. And so I probably know the historical significance to the moment we are going through, and whether you want to hear it or not, I'm going to enlighten you. Okay, so number 2, what is my favorite ornament or decoration? That's really hard, but I would say that my favorite ornament is, I have this little snow globe type ornament, and it has a little white country church in it. And I absolutely love that. I have such a soft spot for churches and, just love that little image. Number 3, what is the most Enneagram 5 thing you have done this year. It can be fun, hard, silly, or serious. The most Enneagram 5 thing I've done this year is probably just overthink every single decision I have to ad nauseum. I am a year and a half now past going through divorce and cancer back to back. And so there's a lot of scary stuff that comes with that and a lot of decisions that I have to make. And sometimes I just exhaust my own self with thinking through every possible scenario. And then I have to retreat and be by myself for a while, which is also like an Enneagram 5. Let's see. What gift on your list most reflects growth for your personality? Wow. I'm not really sure because I don't think about gifts for myself a lot. I would say that the gift of having more time socially with friends and neighbors might be the most growth area for me. I have been stretching myself to be a little less introverted and to go out and engage with people a bit more often. And sometimes that can be tough for an Enneagram 5. So I would say enjoying the gift of being in social situations. Number 5, what system hack rhythm helps you with the holidays? The rhythm that helps me with the holidays is ensuring that at the beginning of each day, when it is still quiet, that I have some still time, often next to my Christmas tree, to reflect on the gift of Jesus and the gift of his presence during this season. It's so easy to get lost in all of the hustle and bustle. And I just want to maintain that quiet, contemplative space in my life.
Hi, my name is Simi, and I live in Oklahoma. I'm an Enneagram 6, and the Enneagram 6 part of me adds safety to the celebration table. And what I mean by that is I'm the one that's texting everyone, letting them know what the weather is going to be, what the traffic is like, if they need to leave a little bit early, reminding them to drive safe. I'm also a physical therapist. So even when I set up the table, because I'm usually the one hosting Thanksgiving because I love cooking, I make sure that everyone has space enough to get around without any fall risk situation, because we don't want anyone falling on the holiday, you know, meals or anything like that. So safety is definitely something I add probably all the time, doesn't matter what day of the year, but especially around the holidays, because there's people coming from all over and everyone's kind of distracted and excited. So I'm the one that's like reminding them, safety first. My favorite decoration, I would say, is lights. I love Christmas lights. I always have. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and even as a kid, I remember one of my uncles would always take all the kids and we would go to Brahms and I would get the eggnog. And if you haven't been to Brahms, if you live in a place that doesn't have Brahms, I am so sorry. You are missing out on the best eggnog. So I would go to Brahms and get an eggnog, and we would all get different things, but that was my thing. And he would drive us around to these neighborhoods that had elaborate, beautiful lights. And it's still a tradition that I do with my family, and my kids love it. I think there's just something about the lights that make me feel so joyful, not just simply Christmas, but really just does something in me that I cannot explain. It just gives me so much joy. And I think it reminds me of the true reason for Christmas, that, you know, even though our world is dark and is constantly in chaos, that there is a hope, there is a light that we have as children of God if we would take a moment to see him, to see a glimpse of his glory. So I just love Christmas lights because they make me feel joy. The most Enneagram 6 thing I have done this year. Well, I don't know if this is the most Enneagram 6 thing I've done or the most anti-Enneagram 6 thing that I've done, because Enneagram 6 people, you know, we are all about safety. So that means that I was always an overthinker, overanalyzer, super others aware. And so that meant I wasn't like a risk taker. And so it was really hard for me to step out and do this thing that I felt God was putting in my heart, which was to start a podcast. And it's been in my heart, kind of brewing in my spirit since last year. And God has just been like giving me opportunities to take baby steps. God's like, this girl needs help. She's an Enneagram 6. She is scared. She's going to stay in the boat, y'all. So I'm going to help her. And God just allowed me to co-host, be guests on so many podcasts, and gain experience that way. And this year, in fact, a couple of weeks ago, I started really thinking about doing this. Of course, being an Enneagram 6, I've been researching, I've been watching YouTube videos, I've been listening to podcasts about podcasts, right? Because I'm like, I got to do all the things because it has to be perfect and it has to be good. And I finally was like, there's not going to be a time when it's going to be perfectly safe for me to step out of this boat. There's never going to be a time when this is going to be perfect. So I have to get over myself and I have to get over this fear. I have to get over this Enneagram 6 part of me and do this thing because I know it's going to help somebody else feel safe and secure because they're going to understand the love of God and the hope they can have in Jesus. And I did it, y'all. I did it last week. And man, I've just felt so proud of myself because it is so not like me to do something like that, to step out of my comfort zone. And because this girl is not tech savvy and I was scared, okay, just to be honest with you, I am a millennial, but I was scared of the tech part of it. But I did it. I did it. And now it's out there in the world. So I'm proud of myself. The rhythm that we have created for our family that has really helped us with the holidays is actually what we do after the holidays. So my husband is a pastor. So December, really the whole month of December, is really jam-packed with activities. And it's very, very busy. Even for our kids, they don't really get a Christmas break because we are constantly planning, you know, things for church, activities that we have to do, places we have to be, and we're just kind of running around. And so after Christmas is over, right after Christmas, I always take the week off work and we travel as a family somewhere away from home, away from all the things. So we're not bombarded with, oh, we have to put the decorations away. Oh, we have to look through all the gifts and see what we need to return. Do all of those things. Rather just get away and focus on rest and actually being together and eating good food that I don't have to cook and be in a room and let my kids jump on the bed and not have to tell them what to do and have them just experience fun. I think it's just been so good for us to also take that time to reflect back on the year and just have a heart of gratitude for all the blessings, because towards the end of the year, with all the things that are going on, it's very easy to feel stressed and overwhelmed. So taking those days away to really focus on cultivating gratitude and talking about it with each other has really created this spirit of refreshment to prepare our hearts as we enter the new year. So we're not walking into the new year tired and drained. Rather, we're like, man, God did some amazing things. God is good. And we can just use that to fuel our faith for our tomorrow, for the very next year. And that has been a rhythm that has been super, super helpful for us as a family. And I highly recommend it.
So, did you have anything in common with these wonderful women who shared today? Do you have any of those same traditions? or perhaps they gave you some inspiration for your holiday celebrations. Now, if you were not ready for this episode to end, then I have good news for you. Next week, you're going to be hearing from the remaining Enneagram types that were not showcased today, the type 7, 8, 9, and we'll round it out perfectly with the type 1. Now, do you know a friend who could use some lighthearted and inspirational conversations like this one? I would love it if you would send this episode their way through text or a direct message. Maybe ask the Lord even to put a name on your mind or heart and send this Christmas episode and bless them today with this encouragement. All right, until next time, friend, continue to pursue God's perspective, purpose, and plans for your simply wholehearted life.